On it for weeks. We can barely get a glimpse of him.
Oh, what is he, shy? If we can get a picture of Julia Roberts in a thong, we can certainly get a picture of this weirdo. Put an ad on the front page. Cash money for a picture of Spider-Man. He doesn't want to be famous, and I'll make him infamous.
Terra Tom Tom is a curious cat. Oh, you gave me a rat. What the fuck? Rather have a mouse. What is his name? I always say Terra Tum Tum. It's one of those things where I don't know the lyrics, so I just say gibberish.
That usually happens a lot.
It's like you're just like not even with music, really, just everything. Terra Tom Tom is a curious cat. Man, look at this spandex. Dude, he actually like, and I went back after watching the trailer for the new one, and yeah. I watched the old one. He dry humps a lot of cats in the cast.
That's what cats are. They're just dry humping all the time.
Welcome to the Church of Tobey Maguire. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We are coming at you live at the time.
And not at the time you listen to this.
I'm going to release this in 2023 when just like it's completely irrelevant. We are here in pitch darkness.
Darkness.
Charlie Murphy! In the Pike County Little Theater. I wanted to do it on the set of Sweeney Todd, but I couldn't figure out how the lights worked, obviously, because now all the lights are off.
So we should have just went with that in the first place.
Yeah, and honestly, what do you guys think? Do you like the atmosphere of it? It feels pretty...
Yeah. I mean, it's all right.
It's okay. We got the little bathroom light on in the background, so you know the monsters don't get us. Do you guys do that? You still sleep with the nightlight?
No, because I'm not a pussy.
My 3-year-old daughter doesn't even do that. So my 3-year-old daughter doesn't need a nightlight.
Your 3-year-old daughter's favorite character is Venom.
Yes.
She thinks it's funny when he eats people.
Are you saying that you need a nightlight?
I'm saying I prefer... Okay, here's what happens. I'm Timothy Watkins, by the way, and I'm joined by the ever-great and ever-never-disappointing Tyler Jackson and Jason Gault. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
I'm never disappointing.
There you go.
Well...
But I like a little nightlight because my paranoia gets a little too strong when it's pitch blackness.
Okay, listen, I don't need a nightlight, but I still sometimes late at night check behind my seat whenever I get in the car.
Yes. Dude, ever since Saw, when they showed that like the guy went to a different location and the guy in a pig mask was in the back seat the entire fucking time.
Wait, isn't he in the house?
Who?
No, he's also in the back.
Oh, he's also okay. I haven't seen.
There was one scene where the guy's like talking on the phone, and it shows the guy in the pig mask crawling out of the back seat. And I was like 8 or 9.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I was like, dude, this is some real shit. People can be in your back
and
seat.
And I always feel like such a bitch whenever I look behind me. I'm like, okay, no one's there. All
so right, here's a cool Saw story. When Saw came out, it came out the same weekend as Halo 2.
Nice.
So me and a group of guys got together and did something called Solitude Weekend, where we just played Halo 2 and then went to go see Saw in the theater. And everything has to have a title with me, so Solitude Weekend.
Question for y'all. Okay. When did y'all check out on the Saw franchise?
Oh, Saw 1.
Well, I actually liked Saw 2. I thought Saw 2 was really entertaining. Now, I do agree that the first one was the best, but... Like, round 3, you know...
When Robert the Bruce, his wife face got blown off.
Wait, which one was
which
that?
Which one was that?
That's 3.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The guy who played Robert the Bruce in Braveheart.
I saw Saw 1, and then I saw the final one, just because it was on
Saw
Netflix.
Two?
Just because it was
Saw
on Netflix.
Saw 2 actually really
Look,
good.
Saw 2 has one of the worst scenes in a
Wait
movie
a minute, maybe
seen.
I have seen Were Saw 2. Is that the one where they're all needles? Spinning?
Oh, you mean, like, actually just... Like, you know,
I got up and walked out of a movie theater.
Yeah, no, Saw 2 had some, like, legit, you know, gnarly,
is
like,
Saw 2 the one where he's looking through the peephole and there's a gun, like,
yes,
sawed
yes,
into
yes,
it? Okay,
yes.
I have
And also
that,
where he has to dig the key out of his... Isn't it behind his eye or something?
Well, no, like, he doesn't do it.
No, he can do it, yeah.
He gets his head caught in a reverse bear trap.
Remember when Chester, RIP, Chester was in the, I think, was it like the sixth?
Sixth one, yeah. He got his back skin melted to polyester.
That's one thing
So that polyester was crawling in his skin.
Wasn't that the one where, like, it showed the girl was having a nightmare and one of the things was on a rail and it, like, it cut her in half, but, like, when it cut to her being cut in half, it was clearly like a dummy.
Yeah, that's
like, it was clearly
that wasn't a nightmare. That really happened.
See, Saw really? 3 yeah. and 6 all kind of just blend together. Like, I don't really remember which.
The only thing that was good about the final Saw was it was the two guys who were in the box, the glass box
in
public.
What's
in the box? And the girl, wasn't she on top? It was like, it was two guys having to do like a Chinese finger trap kind of thing.
And not the
well, we don't know.
The weird polygamy marriage couple.
But
they've been playing me like a fight.
And then they find it was like they had to fight over who gets the girl, but then they find out the girl was cheating on both of them, so they just kill her in public.
And they're like, well, this is okay.
Yeah, and there was like, that's the moral of the story, I guess.
And I guess so. Jigsaw was like, well, I didn't think you were guys gonna work. Okay, you're free to go.
He's like, all right,
let's call it a day.
You ever think like it was like in Saw 1.5 or whatever, like someone like easily solves all the riddles and they just get out fine? He's like, well, damn.
Well, that was fucking easy. I mean,
well, I would argue that in the first one, the girl did. She ripped that guy's stomach open and got the key.
What a trooper.
I know y'all have heard about them rebooting Saw with Chris Rock. Y'all have not heard that?
What?
Are you serious?
What?
No, Chris Rock is rebooting the Saw franchise. I don't know if he's like creating a whole, you know,
series
of movies.
No, but is Chris Rock Saw?
No, he's not Jigsaw.
I was thinking.
I mean, he's writing and starring in it, which is still fucking weird because it's Rock? Chris Rock. And Samuel Jackson plays his dad.
Is Samuel Jackson going to be the Tobin Bell character? Because I would pay
that
money to
that actually would be legit.
Like, there's a bear trap attached to your face, motherfucker.
No, but like Chris Rock plays a cop.
That chick was sucking both y'all's dick. What you gonna do with your chainsaw hands now, motherfucker?
Very, very odd, though.
One of the traps is just a velociraptor or a shark.
Are you the motherfuckers from Linkin Park? Halfway through, what you have to... Wait a minute, Chester? Man, dude. Crawling! Oh man, when you guys did that shit with Jay-Z, that was awesome.
I had to rewind that scene. I mean, it was jacked up and horrible to watch because the guy's face gets like smashed and you see it. But like, I was like, is that Chester from Linkin Park?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck is Chester doing in the Saw?
That's actually how you could do a decent reboot of the Saw franchise. All of the people, all the victims are celebrities.
Nice.
I just don't know what's the point because they already technically rebooted. With Jigsaw, and then then that failed. And
think
then now,
Cats 2019, but not quite as creepy.
Jigsaw was awful.
It was really bad.
Watched it. And
one was Jigsaw?
That's the newest one.
And I'm like, okay, if they're bringing it back, like, you know, do something different at least. And literally nothing. It was just the same shit you've seen in any Saw movie.
Jigsaw the one where... They all get blended in.
Like, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, the first two are the only ones I can just...
It was a Jigsaw they dug, because you find out that the first doctor that saw Jigsaw, Tobin Bell, misdiagnosed his cancer, and that's the reason they called it late. So he was like, I'm going to make this guy
that's the one I'm thinking of. Like,
he didn't even do anything bad. He just made a miscalculation. They're like,
I already wrote my will, motherfucker. That's 18 years I'm not getting back.
It's just Jigsaw being like, well... You really didn't do anything bad, and you seem to enjoy your life, but fuck you!
But you know what? We're not here to talk about Saw. Dude, we're not here to talk about Saw.
Dude!
We're here to talk about...
AEW coming... Oh, sorry.
How dare you?
Motherfucker!
You're on my show. You are a guest. I assume...
I guess this is payback for when I did my intro and you were like, oh, you're laying it on thick before I said your name.
I already said your name, which already automatically lost us 10,000 listeners.
Wait, who?
We're actually in podcast debt right now. I said Tyler Jackson, 15 people like, ah. And then I said Jason Gold, and 28 like, people like, ah.
Wait, do you think 28 plus 15 equals 10,000?
I do.
That sounds like correct math to me.
I'm actually, watch me get sued by Anchor on this episode. Just like, bro, we're paying you 5 cents an episode to represent us appropriately. We are here. I'm sorry, were you about to say something?
Continue.
We are here to talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh, before we do, though, a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, Tyler.
Yes.
You like the shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah.
It's sure. Dark. No one can see because you were like, I'm going to cut the lights out.
Because I don't know how to turn the lights on.
Yeah, well, hey.
Now it's just for atmosphere.
That's actually, like, the reason I push the This Podcast Can Happen Anywhere gimmick is because I'm too lazy to get a studio. So dude, I just lean into it.
Dude.
What?
Don't talk about the mobile studio.
Oh, I love the mobile studio. But anyways, Tyler, I am wearing a Batman shirt.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
Considering we're talking about Marvel. Yeah.
This is your Batman, sir.
Wait, are you serious?
You son of a bitch. Because, Tyler,
I'm the son of a bitch. You're wearing my shirt, motherfucker?
Tyler, the year is 2012.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. You
oh, no.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit. This is payback.
Every time someone brings up 2012, the whole crowd goes,
not 2012.
Not the year we shall not speak.
Oh, my God. You son of a bitch.
How you had it? I had a beautiful blue shirt.
Uh-oh.
It was my favorite beautiful blue shirt. You took it from me.
Yeah.
And you flaunted it in front of me.
I did.
For years after.
And I would have done it again. No regrets.
You're like, I love that goddamn shirt.
I mean, I don't have that shirt anymore. I mean, there's no telling but, how long it's been gone.
Now that I've gotten that out of my system, I also do owe you an apology. Because I was looking through... You're
going
to shit yourself.
Oh, my God.
I was looking through my DVD collection. You know what I found?
What?
Scott Pilgrim.
Are you fucking kidding me? If I could walk away, I would.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
You made like, me think for years.
Dude,
I had sold them.
I would have been less surprised if I found a dinosaur skull in my backyard.
Jason, did you know this?
I didn't.
So we're both just finding out about this for the first time, right here.
You just see me bury my head in my head.
For years, I have accused you of losing and/or selling
How long? How long have you known?
Literally a week. I just had to tell you in person.
You bastard!
This is the greatest long con ever,
dude.
Talk the shit that you two have given me over the years,
dude. I have done things
just
that-
because you.
I have done things that would be classified as war crimes to Tyler on the justification that he lost my Kick-Ass and Scott Pilgrim DVDs.
I mean, at the time, I thought it was justified because, I mean, like, those are two great fucking movies. I'm like, you know what, Tim? I'm really sorry. That's my bad. You know what? And
where was it? Where the fuck did you find it? I couldn't tell you. I'm sure, like, you know, just cleaning, it got put over, whatever. But, like, I was just going through some old DVDs and I was just like, holy
really
shit.
You never bothered to look.
I probably didn't. Because I, you know what? You know why, Tyler? Because I'm a...
You know why?
I'm a hateful man.
You're a piece of filth.
You're garbage that kills for money.
Well,
that's
no.
My favorite line from Batman.
Garbage.
You're garbage that kills for money.
Well, no. I believe what happened was Tim came to you and said, hey, Tyler, where's my Kick-Ass and Scott Pilgrim movies I left over here? And you said... Oh, I think I might have sold it in a garage sale.
No,
so Tim
I never just outright said I sold them. I said, oh, wait, like, I think I have them. Like, I think you let me borrow them. And then, I thought I had them in my house. And then, whenever we had a garage sale, I'm like, oh, that's whenever I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I think I accidentally sold them.
Dacey would come in to y'all's house and be like, Tim, what are you doing here? None of us were here. And I was just like, Tyler!
Tyler knows why!
That's why I'm playing over your Batman Arkham Asylum game. I'm saving over yours.
Hey,
what?
That was my Batman
Arkham Asylum. Oh, yeah, those shit. Were his games. I mean, literally, I would come to my house after work or school, and Jason would just be sitting in my living room playing those games.
At least I wasn't sleeping on your couch.
That's true. Or creeping over me whenever I sleep.
Oh, dude, I remember that story. We shall not... We get in too much trouble for calling out people by name
That was a sticky situation.
Talk about finding yourself between a rock and a hard place.
Dude, honestly.
Ken Hodges, we know it was fucking you. We know it, and we're coming for you next, you son of a bitch. All right.
Are you editing that out, or are you just going to let all this fly?
I'm just going to let all this fly, man. This is good Bug stuff. But we are here today. Jason.
I'm not going to let that go, Bob.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
How many years has that been going on?
A story since 2012. You're too afraid to count to 2012 right now, aren't you?
Everything goes back to 2012. And yes, I am.
Guys, in case you were wondering, 7 years ago, right now, because it's July, we were trying to figure out who Bree Case was. There's another name drop.
Hey, now, speaking of 2000, we'll get to the Marvel thing in a second, I promise. Yeah. Speaking of 2012 thing.
You guys have clicked the right podcast, by the way. This is for the Marvel Phase 4.
What happened to the 2012? You know,
project.
Remember?
I do remember.
You video.
Wait, okay. This one is not on me at all.
I'm just asking you.
Who's on?
I created a group chat of you, Tyler Jackson. I'm pointing at you. Jason Galt. I'm pointing at you. And Jeremy Doty. And every week on the group chat, I would say, "Hey, you guys want to record some stuff tonight?"
No.
And you guys would leave it on red.
Wait a minute.
Bullshit.
Wait a minute. I'm calling bull on this as well because I did my interview for.
What's the matter, Jason?
And I'm
too afraid to say
too.
Shit. But after that was just the practice.
I know, but I'm saying I don't ever remember you. Well, you might have. I probably ignored you. That's a very good possibility.
But we could probably do that as a podcast.
2012
podcast.
I bet you
that would have to be a series.
Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just one season, 2012.
Yes.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. There's so many stories
right now.
Let's do that.
Okay. So
the gear is 2012.
All right. We've
the year is 2012. Shane Smith had just been arrested.
What Marvel picture had come out in 2012?
The Avengers.
Avengers came out in 2012. God.
Okay. Do you realize that all the shit that happened before 2012 was before the Marvel Cinematic Universe even existed? I mean, we knew they were trying it. We knew they were going to do... We didn't know it was going to work.
And here we are, Avengers Endgame.
Here we are, Marvel Phase 4.
Jesus.
Which is what we assembled here... Why we assembled here in the first place. There's been some announcements.
You're starting to turn into Cleveland from Lady in the Water.
So...
Anyway.
Yeah, whoever Jason works with, I hope you heard that part. And I hope you know I'm not sorry.
That's, yes, she said, he seems like an asshole, and I was like, yeah.
You, what a perceptive young child.
Anyways.
Oh, man.
So, okay. Phase 4 was announced.
Phase 4 was announced.
And I'm probably going to be whoever doesn't know much about it, I'm probably going to be the voice for them because I probably have not been keeping up as much as you guys have.
That's true. I've kept up with all of it. Did you watch the actual panel, Tyler?
Yes, I did. Watched all of it because I'm a Marvel fan.
How bad did you
listen
to me. I was driving and I thought that I was going to come in my pants when this man said, "We still have the Fantastic Four.
He just casually announced
and
it.
And he said, also, mutants are coming.
No, he was like, he said, we haven't even talked about Fantastic Four and the mutants and all that stuff. But that's stuff you've heard about, though. Those are rumors.
What
and y'all know
cock.
About that. So, I mean, like, Kevin Feige, dude.
I think
so they're calling it the mutants?
No. He just said mutants.
Like, in other words, X-Men are coming.
Yeah.
Here's what I think they're going to do. D23 is in a few weeks.
Yes.
I think we're going to get our announcement of Fantastic Four and D20 and X-Men at D23.
How much more do you think they're going to talk about at D23?
I think we're going to see an Eternals trailer.
Yeah.
They're probably going to show the Black Widow trailer.
Black Widow trailer, yeah. Which I heard was dope.
Listen, dude, I know how everyone feels about the Black Widow movie, but I'm with you. Like, the things I've been hearing. One, the cast.
Yes.
David fucking Harbour.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
You know, Hopper, Hellboy.
Yeah.
And
who is he playing?
Red Guardian. Yeah. Russian version of Captain America.
Nice!
Yes, dude.
Deep. Deep cut.
Yes.
Yo, Hopper's playing Russian. Dude.
Yes.
Yo.
Full fucking circle.
So, I think we need to start.
Does he have like a sickle and a hammer as opposed to a shield?
So,
do you want to start from the...
I think we start from what's coming out.
First.
Well, okay. Hold up.
Well, that's Black Widow.
Let's lay out. Do you guys want to go movie by movie? Or
we can
you
go movie by movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go show by show.
Let's first go show by show and then movie by movie.
Okay.
And the first show that I think is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Stoked. And Baron Zemo's coming back.
Yeah, and apparently there was footage. I mean, like a little, not actual footage, but like a tease. Of him like putting on the iconic Baron Zemo mask.
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Purple and green, man. Son.
Yo, what?
Yeah.
Well, we've won, dude.
I will say that The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is kind of a wordy title. I don't know how else they would do it.
One thing is, are they still calling Bucky the Winter Soldier? I mean, I know like that's what the show is called.
Dude, I really hope they don't call him White Wolf.
No.
I hope there's not a Black Panther, a White Wolf, a Mexican, lizard. Like, I hope it's not just races assigned to animals.
But
that's the whole gimmick.
You think that they, like... tease it and they're like, wow, that's fucking lame. And then they immediately drop it.
They're like,
we're just going to stick to Winter Soldier.
At the first episode, he's called the White Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They literally called him that once. Like, that was Black Panther. And then they never touched upon it again.
It tanks harder than the Inhumans because they come out.
I don't think that's possible.
I keep forgetting that the Inhumans happened.
Remember when Inhumans was announced in Phase 3 as a movie?
Yeah.
And then they were like, nah, it's a movie and a TV show. And then it was like, nah, it ain't for anything.
It goes to show... And I mean, I'm sure an Inhuman show could have worked well done, but it goes to show how drunk with power Marvel got kind of before Phase 3, where we have to tell the next generation, like, oh yeah, at one point Marvel thought they could just kill the X-Men. Like, at one point they really thought some of their most popular characters, they could just, like, no, the Inhumans, we'll do it. A lady with long hair, a guy that can scream.
A dog.
God damn, once we saw that trailer, though.
Dude.
I have never seen something that's so apparently at the very beginning, I'm like, that looks like dog.
No. Where we said that's going to be.
Yeah.
And we were right.
Yes.
I did y'all ever watch an episode?
No.
I watched.
The
first episode, and they cut off. They cut off Medusa's hair in the first episode, and I was like, nah, I'm out.
I remember when I was with you when we saw the trailer, and we just kind of sat in silence, and we both looked at each other, we're like, wow,
dude, Black Bolt. One of the greatest Marvel characters, I would say.
He looks so generic.
He just looks like a white guy.
And the thing is, like, the guy who plays him is
White Bolt.
What they should have called him.
He's a really good actor, but, like, dude.
There is a giant bulldog in the... I should be loving it.
Yeah, no.
But I can't. It just was awful. I didn't finish
the movie. The guy that played Ramsay was playing Ramsay. Like, it was just it was so apparent. I was like, oh, Ramsay's in.
All right.
But,
okay, so the Winter Soldier and the... Okay,
yeah.
The White Wolf and the Black Falcon.
I mean, I guess maybe they were originally going to call it White Wolf and the new Captain America. I mean, like, I don't know. Did they always...
I think we're going to have a battle for the shield. That's what I think is what's going to eventually...
Because you did see that little, like, kind of tease where, like,
drama.
He had the shield and then, like, the other
guy... But he kind of looked at him and was like...
A better title, and I know they're trying to make it equal as far as, like, these are partners. It's the Falcon and Winter Soldier. The new Captain America is a much better name for a TV show.
Oh, I kind of dig that, yeah.
The new Captain America.
Yeah.
All new Captain America!
But to be honest, it's kind of hard to get hyped about anyone else being Captain America.
I'm okay with it. Mackie's a Saints fan.
No, I'm not.
Great. God bless him.
I'm not against it, but I'm saying, like, to me, no one can be.
Yeah.
No.
He's got big shoes to fill, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still going to use Uzis now that he's got the shield.
Dude, I hope so. Just from that.
I hope. I hope we get that dope costume. That
Infinity War trailer.
Dude, I hope that is the single greatest shot in movie cinematic history. Falcon isn't even aiming. There are so many people on screen, he's just nose-diving. Just, like he's just spraying. Spraying and praying.
I hope we get the costume from the comics where he has the wings.
And well, Anthony Mackie said he already got fitted for...
that's exciting.
Cap suit.
That's nice. Exciting. So, I hope he keeps the wings.
Yeah, me too.
I like the goggles.
I would think he would.
Mm-hmm. I like the goggles.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't have the super serum. Like,
He's just a normal guy.
Yeah, so...
Honestly, for Falcon, the shield is almost kind of a handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he uses the wings to block.
He's kind of like, thanks, Steve, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he uses the shield for... In the comics, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying, like... And I mean, I guess you can, like, explain away, like, oh, yeah, he learned how to do the shield bouncing like Cap did. But for me, it's just like, okay, I got Uzis. Hey,
no one can bounce that shield like Cap.
We learned that from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Far From Home. I think...
Wow. Whatever. Get it together. Whatever.
I think we're going to see at the end of this episode, or the end of this season, I think we're going to see Bucky take the mantle, or take the shield, and Falcon just... has the Cap costume. I think we'll see two Captain Americas.
I think that makes sense.
I think that's where we're
going. You know what's funny?
We're going with that.
Like,
because they're both Captain America in the comics.
Go for it, man. Mind? I'm sorry.
No, the end of Endgame, like, so many people are upset that, like, Cap didn't give it to Bucky. I'm like, well, you also have to understand, Bucky was fucking... a brainwashed assassin who killed, like...
How
many people?
He punched Tony Stark's parents to death.
He strangled his mom and punched his dad to death. I don't think he's ready to take on...
Here he comes. Captain America.
I don't know how people will feel about Bucky being the new Captain America.
Yeah.
Falcon is the better choice.
Yes.
And That's such a fucking...
Bucky's his BFF, though.
Dude, that's America. That's America, man. Like, why the fuck would you give it to the black guy? Why wouldn't you give it to the close serial killer Bucky? Why would you give it to the guy with the AK-47?
So that's a...
He has a metal arm!
That is cool.
Yeah. That is cool. That's spring 2020.
Yes, that's the first show that's coming out, I think.
Which, they're going to get all my money.
Now, are they...
Disney Plus.
Is this them... You think if it's successful, they're going to take it from being a miniseries to a TV show?
Well, what they said in the panel was that the TV shows will... They'll, like, cross.
Yeah.
So it's not... It's going to be what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. promised.
Like,
it was
okay,
be
some of the TV shows, specifically, they said WandaVision.
WandaVision is going
to
be
I will get to that second. Dear God, I'm so excited for that.
Really?
But,
we're going to get to it.
Anyways, we'll get to it.
But I feel like some of them aren't meant to be, like, series. I don't know. Right. I feel like Loki or, like, Hawkeye is just going to be, like, a one-off. True. Maybe. I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't. I don't think they specifically have stated, like, which ones are going to continue on.
That's crazy, though, because they're flipping off. They're pretty much flipping off Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all the Netflix shows.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Yeah, our universe is connected.
Dude, Kevin Feige shit on the Netflix shows to begin with.
I think we both share the opinion that they'll reboot some of the Netflix shows, but it's not going to be the same people.
Yeah, and I don't care. Like, I mean, I'm saying I won't care to watch because Charlie Cox is the only Daredevil to
me. He was such a good Daredevil.
I mean, no one can replace Daredevil.
And what's his name? John Berthold.
Yes,
as
the Punisher.
He is the Punisher.
Yes, and Charlie Cox is Daredevil. Like, those two, you cannot cast a better actor for those.
Everyone
two.
Else. Well, Jessica.
Those three.
Yeah, and Luke Cage. I think, honestly.
You know what? Everyone but
Iron Fist. I was just about to say that. I was just like, we're really tiptoeing around Iron Fist.
Yes, literally anyone but that guy.
But that's okay. So we're excited for Winter Soldier Falcon.
The next show, I think, is...
hang on, I'm going to pull up the actual face.
The actual what?
The actual...
They had, like, 5 movies and 5 TV shows.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so...
Dude, the Disney app...
Oh, my God.
...is going to end everything, man.
Yes.
They're going to buy Netflix.
Dude.
I guarantee it.
I think Warner Bros. Will. That's my...
Interesting.
Warner Bros. Will buy Netflix?
Yes.
Hmm.
Interesting.
All right, so... Hang on.
So you're pulling up the list right now of all the stuff?
Okay, it's going to go Black Widow, Falcon, and the next one. Those are 2 movies. The next show we got is WandaVision.
WandaVision. Dude, let's talk about some WandaVision.
So they're bringing Vision back?
They are. Multiverse, because it's going to tie into Doctor Strange.
Okay. I know one thing they kept on emphasizing. They said it's going to be weird.
Good.
They said weird, weird, weird. Like, this is going to be, like, the weirdest, probably, show or thing that we've done in the MCU so far.
You know, there was a comic... not too far.
It's based off the time. They're going to tie into the time.
When Vision gets a family?
Yes.
Oh, yo.
They mentioned that they were going to do that.
Bro!
Yes, dude.
Are you fucking kidding? Dude, I'm sorry for the people in the podcast right now. That is fucking lit.
That's what I'm telling you, dude. WandaVision, I'm telling you, that's probably the show that I'm most excited
for. Me too, now. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yo!
It's like, oh my God, Vision might actually be...
cool.
Yes.
You can say it. That's all right. I love... Hey, Paul Bettany. I don't know if you're listening to this.
Nothing but love.
Paul Bettany, I love you.
But in Infinity War, we can all admit
you got... No, Infinity War, regardless, you got the shit into the stick.
Yes.
You can even hear it when he was talking about, like, yeah, it really sucked getting in that makeup, but I just kept trying to tell myself that I was lucky and that... you could just tell Paul knew he was a shit character.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, he had such a cool introduction.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure. A lot of hype.
And even Civil War, I was okay, because I'm like, all right, you know, Vision isn't trying to hurt anybody, you know, like, he's still...
So, I cut you off, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck you. I don't really know where I was going with that.
So, I read that it's going to be Scarlet Witch hopping from multiverse to multiverse, and seeing what her life could possibly be like with Vision and all of it.
Yes.
So, there's going to be one episode...
It's gonna be trippy, you know, weird, crazy.
You know what else you're going to love?
Go ahead.
Do you know what I've heard the script to be compared to?
What?
Legion.
Legion's pretty good.
Like, that...
Or Legion Season 1 is pretty good. Legion, I don't know if I
like
watched.
Like, where it's kind of trippy, and... So, you'll see, like, Vision and Scarlet Witch in a sitcom. Vision and Scarlet Witch in, like, a teen drama.
Yo, that's
like,
so no, cool.
I haven't read the Vision...
Dude,
run.
It is.
But no, just from what you guys told me and everyone else, amazing. Like, it's
dude,
amazing.
It so, is. Like, it's like top 10 comic storylines I've ever read. As far as self-contained.
They said out of all the shows that are going to tie in the movies, like, WandaVision is like the number one that's really going to tie in.
Because when Wanda hops from dimension to dimension, she is going to awaken something in the multiverse that follows her.
Can't wait to talk about Doctor Strange.
A great title. Okay, all right, so
next
movie we got coming
next
out.
Next show.
We got Loki.
Which is also going to be a multiverse thing.
Spring 2021.
I mean, what more can we say about Loki? I mean,
we got the setup for it in Endgame where he got the Tesseract, and it's just going to be Loki in time. And I was listening to some podcast, I forget which one it was. He said that, the guy said, this Loki has never met up with Thanos.
Yes.
Right. And he now has a stone.
Ah. How has he never met up with Thanos? Thanos is the one that gave him the stone.
No, technically, I think the general. He was never in contact with.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe he wasn't directly in
the
contact.
The general was just like, he was always threatening him. He's like, don't make me go get him.
Because, exactly, yeah.
So, okay, yeah.
I don't think he ever actually met him. So it's going to be interesting. And we're dealing with a Loki who didn't go through Thor the Dark World.
We don't Thor Ragnarok didn't have all that, you know, that growth moment. And redemption.
Where he became a good guy and ultimately
died. He's just
a
shithead.
Yeah, he's evil Loki.
And this is after he got ragdolled by the Hulk. He said, you know, Loki is feeling kind of, you know,
and now
a little rough after.
Now he has a Tesseract and he can go from... I don't know how that's going to play in time, but supposedly it will. So
I would be okay with him just being an alternate universe Loki and him just fucking up everything.
Dude, I just love the idea of Loki just being out there, going to different places, fucking shit up. Causing just being mischievous. Like,
being the god of mischief. Old Loki. Hashtag old Loki.
I think I said lucky. Old Loki.
Okay. I was going to let it slide.
Yeah, but I had
to. Tyler, sometimes you need to let your friends help you.
I'll see myself out.
You need help with that.
Did you carry me?
So, the final one is the one that I am most interested in.
Wait, I think there's two more.
I only see one in the slate.
No, there's Hawkeye and What If.
Oh, Hawkeye's
Hawkeye.
A show?
I forgot about Hawkeye. Okay, we'll do Hawkeye and What If. Hawkeye is the last show that'll be in there. We'll come back
I
to
think
What If.
What If, besides WandaVision, is the
what
one.
What If is the one I'm the most...
Yes.
Because I love... I don't know if you guys bought a lot of the What If comics or have read a lot of the What If
there
comics.
There was only one that I read. It was the Spider-Man one.
Which was
Whenever he like turned into, or whenever he was like a.
Oh, when he became like an orangutan.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Dude, it just shows how far we've gotten with Marvel movie entertainment.
We're getting. Right.
You know what I love about this phase? It seems like it's getting weird. Yeah. Like they're getting out there. Like they're trying new things. Like they're
after Endgame, Marvel is looking at the general audience like, oh, so you motherfuckers like comic books now?
Yes.
Well, you haven't seen shit yet.
I think what if if they don't do a what if Tony Stark didn't die when he snapped his fingers?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be extremely. What if we get Tony Stark as like a benevolent like?
I think I can already answer that for you. Because they kind of already announced all the actors who were going to be. Literally like the only one that wasn't is Robert Downey Jr.
God damn.
Disappointing. I didn't think Chris Evans is doing, but that's it. Like, I mean, he's just doing voice.
Do you think? Oh, okay. I got what you're saying.
If Peggy Carter was Captain America.
Right.
And
I do hope that. They do a couple what ifs of like this person got the Infinity Gauntlet or this guy got the Infinity Gauntlet.
I mean, there's so much shit they could do. I mean, there's already so much shit they could pull from.
Yeah.
I mean, that they have to pull from.
So it's going to be animated?
Yeah, it's going to be animated.
Cartoon or 3D?
Cartoon. Cartoon 3D, I think it's going to be like a mixture.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's going to be like every episode is like a different animation.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Oh, like Love, Death, and Robots?
That's what I was about to say. Yes, dude, that is it.
Oh, my God.
That would be my favorite show. I would just get stoned and watch that all day.
That's great.
I haven't watched Love, Death,
I mean, not every episode is going to be a 10 out of 10, but like... Dude,
but just that you know every episode is going to be something crazy,
yeah,
and different and like complete. Yes, that's besides WandaVision. That's the show I'm looking forward to the most.
Dude, that's such a cool idea for a show.
It works.
It's literally an entire because then you can do whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about oh, this is going to fuck up the continuity. You're off the get go.
Like the roster they have of like actors coming back to doing voices. It's insane.
I just hope that they're really bold with it.
And they have the Watcher, like they are. I don't know the guy's name. He's in Westworld, but like he's gonna be. He has like that type of voice.
He's the narrator.
Yeah,
he's the
narrator.
Because you remember in the What If comics, the Watcher is basically like this is not in canon.
Yeah,
dude, that's so cool.
Dude, I'm really excited for that one.
With all this multiverse, what characters do you think we'll see that haven't been announced? Maybe not get their own standalone movies, but what kind of B-list characters do you think we'll get?
That'll result. Out of the multiverse, or
I have one. I don't know how you guys.
Well, I mean, the obvious one I would just say would be like, you know, Well, you're talking about.
I'm thinking like just like
smaller scale,
maybe smaller scale.
Okay, okay.
I got one for you.
I've got one as well, but you go first.
No, you go first.
No, this is your podcast.
All right. Well, I'll go.
I got. Go ahead.
I have nothing.
Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, I think we'll get. I think we'll get a what if for that. I was thinking Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider would be cool.
Ghost Rider can hop kind of from dimension to dimension as well. And with the final announcement that they announced, we know that we're going to get a way more supernatural feel.
Yes.
And when we get to that, I think we could see him show up in that.
Dude, they said they're getting more cosmic. They said they're getting more weird.
Yeah. Well, we know they're getting more cosmic because Samuel Jackson's out in space somewhere.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you.
Completely leaving poor Peter Parker in New York.
Yeah, I mean, the more I thought about it, I'm like, wow, that's
kind of a dick move, Nick.
I mean... Hey, he's just trying to have a motherfucking vacation.
Man. Yeah, I mean, hey, he deserves it. He got dusted.
Yeah.
He did. Peter Parker didn't get a vacation.
I did notice, like, man, Nick Fury's a dick in this movie.
But
like, well,
favorite,
no, he's always a dick, but, like,
I love it when Nick Fury is, like, borderline a bad guy. Like, that's how much of a dick he is. Like, he's just a...
I think the best Nick Fury was in... No, I don't know why we're getting off on a tangent about Nick Fury, but no, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Fury and Winter Soldier.
Dude, the whole van scene.
Oh, my God. That whole Winter Soldier, dude.
Still one of the best.
Yeah.
Dude, what if they do a what if? Like, what if Thor the Dark World was good?
Dude, they made people want to go back and watch in the Endgame. I'm like, wow, that itself is...
Standing ovation. Like, holy shit.
What is
shit.
Considered...
And
everyone.
And we're not being facetious. Like, when you watch Thor the Dark World, you know now, like, holy crap.
Oh, my God, dude.
But anyways,
all moving right. on. So Hawkeye. I was really excited about this as well. I don't know if you have read any of the Hawkeye comics, but Kate Bishop.
I don't know anything about Kate Bishop.
What was that?
I heard a jingling from the outside of the door. Anyway.
Once I heard the words Kate Bishop, I was very excited.
Is that like his apprentice?
Yeah. That's who you're going to get.
That's okay. We're not going to get murdered. It's all right.
Lady Hawkeye?
There's no one watching this.
Can we cut the lights on?
I'm scared. Wait. Who's that?
All of you, both of you said that you don't need a nightlight to sleep.
Listen, man.
And now,
I'm here
when it comes you bunch of knocking bitches. On the door,
you're
a bunch of bitches.
Yeah. Listen, I made a joke about how 7 years ago I defeated Brie Case.
Hey, dude, I did admit to you whenever I was watching your house that I was a complete bitch.
Dude, my house
oh
is
Oh, my God. Your house was terrifying.
I don't know why.
And why I decided to sleep upstairs?
Yeah, that was you. Well, downstairs isn't any more pleasant.
I know, but I have nowhere to escape.
You know, my friend Trevor Dunaway, he said that his house, which is Sarah Beth Furr's family house now, he said that that is legit haunted by a railroad ghost.
Oh, shit.
Nice. So that might add to the creepiness. Hawkeye.
It's just going to be...
Tell us about Kate Bishop.
She becomes Lady Hawkeye, or she just becomes Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, the new Hawkeye.
Lady Hawkeye.
She calls herself Lady Hawkeye in the first few issues, and then, like...
They just call her Hawkeye.
I think Hawkeye shows up, and he's like, why are you calling yourself Lady Hawkeye?
Nice to meet you, White Wolf. I'm female Hawkeye.
I mean, that's... And basically, he's like... It's a really great panel where he's basically like, just... You're Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Like, there is no lady to it.
How does he come across, or why is she, like, the...
She's trained by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but in this one, I think she's going to be his daughter.
Well, no, they actually confirmed that, like, we know that the girl that was in Endgame at the beginning was his daughter, but they confirmed she's not.
Oh, okay.
That this is completely different. Okay. And also, what makes me most excited, because I don't know much about Kate Bishop, is that they said that they're going to explore some of the time... Whenever he was Ronin, just fucking like slaughtering people.
That's awesome. I will admit to you both, though, and to the people listening, I'm not the most excited about the Hawkeye.
Well, no, I'm not. But like the Ronin stuff, though, like just that one scene in Endgame.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if we had like just a little mini series of just Hawkeye, like
being that is
yes.
Cool.
I mean, like that actually is cool, and I don't think that like Jeremy Renner is going.
No.
Have several seasons of Hawkeye. Yeah, I mean, I think this is like a one and done for him.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll see. Like, Hawkeye is the most underrated character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Everyone discounts him. Everyone counts him out. He comes in clutch.
Dude, Hawkeye was amazing in Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, because I was mostly lukewarm. I mean, I liked Hawkeye. I didn't hate him. But, like, Endgame was like, holy shit, dude, they made Hawkeye badass.
Yeah, he did some stuff in that movie.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Like, literally, Hawkeye and Avengers, it's like, oh, man, Hawkeye sucked. And then he does a couple things. Like,
And then it's like, oh, Avengers 2, okay, they develop him. All right, cool, whatever.
And then Avengers and Infinity, then, or a Civil War, it's like, okay,
he's okay, whatever. He showed up to help, you know. And then, like, Endgame, I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, so, yeah.
I can't believe that Endgame, one of the storylines was, like, Hawkeye and Black Widow trying to out-kill themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That, like, a race to suicide.
Like, on paper, that's just like, damn.
Yeah. And, I mean, on film, it's...
I mean, that was a really,
Okay, so Hawkeye, we got that.
So that's it for the shows.
Yeah, that's it for the shows. Okay.
Now it's movie time.
Movie time. We'll start off, we're getting a Black Panther sequel. Ryan Coogler's coming back, so that's...
But they didn't say that was in Phase 4, though.
No, they did. He confirmed it at the end.
But, like, I'm saying, like, in the...
It's not in the timeline.
Official timeline.
Yeah, it's not in the timeline, but he did say in Phase 4 okay. At the end. He was like, so I'm going
so
for
So this
the...
is happening before... This apparently happens before Endgame?
No. I mean, it's in Phase 4, but, like, it still takes place after
Endgame. Yeah, it's after Endgame.
Oh,
yeah,
I gotcha. Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously, we're going to have Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah.
You know.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3, James Gunn gets done directing Suicide Squad.
Because interesting about Guardians, everyone like thought Guardians was going to be before Thor.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured not because...
Well, I mean, I knew because of the whole James Gunn
stuff. I think originally it was planned, but...
Yeah.
Wait, so what? We're getting out of order here. What comes first?
Okay, no. Well, Black Widow comes first.
Yeah, these are the movies that
he announced that after the timeline.
That aren't in the timeline, but
they
said,
"Oh, and we don't have time to talk about Black Panther 2 and Captain Marvel,
and also Captain Marvel 2, which
everyone here is excited about. I know. Oh my gosh!
I still haven't seen that.
Excited to see how they can completely destroy the timeline some more. And continuity.
That's so unfortunate, man. It's the one female superhero, and it's just we just don't like them.
Listen, man. I tried.
I
tried. Goddammit.
No, it's with yeah, you. It has merit. That we don't like her. It's not like we're not liking her. Just, but it is still just like, damn. Like,
no, I was pulling for Brie Larson. Like, because you know I've liked her in a lot.
Hey, man, Brie Larson. Shout outs. She's not a cool person.
Yeah. But, apparently she hates Chris Hemsworth.
Who hates Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, so our first movie, Free Comic Book Day weekend 2020, May 1st, Black Widow.
I know we were talking about it briefly earlier, but Taskmaster.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a concept art or something. The concept art had him just like wearing more of a ski mask.
I didn't like.
I hope it's a skull. I hope that's the concept
art. I hope me too. Now, is there a specific person that we know of that's going to be? I mean, have they not announced the person who's playing Taskmaster? Is it one of the people they have announced, but it's going to be a surprise?
I think it's going to be a surprise.
Like, who do you personally think out of?
Let's see who's in this cast.
Because they named, Hopper. David Harbour. The girl that's in Midsommar, I know y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know Midsommar.
The actress
was fucked up.
Shh, one second. That's just the radio.
Yeah,
there's a little rustling. I think we got a critter in here with us, but he shouldn't be too much of a problem. You remember Pancake?
The rat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
He's a rat.
He's a giant fucking rat.
Wait, is that him right there?
You are so full of shit.
No, I swear to God.
Turn the light on.
We'll be right back. I hope that you know that our cowardice, and I'm putting myself in here, but I also am blaming y'all. Our cowardice completely fucks the bio to this podcast. It's called Raw and Unedited and Uncut. And we paused for a rat. A rat that wasn't there.
A filthy fucking rat.
Okay, so where were we?
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I was asking, who do y'all think is going to be Taskmaster?
Oh, I already know who it is.
Who?
Paul Bettany. Dude, Tobey Maguire.
I thought that's... Well, no, first I thought you were going to say Paul Walker.
Oh,
Wow.
Well, no, you said Paul.
Paul Watkins.
Paul Giamatti.
Rhino. Jesus.
Papa Paul.
What if it was Paul Watkins? God. What if?
Can we just acknowledge, listen, the Rhino character.
That was Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
How in the world did I make that? Okay.
I blocked it out of my mind.
That was horrible. Anyways.
I'm a killer.
Okay, so Black Widow is May 1st, 2020.
Nice.
So we got Red Guardian, Taskmaster.
We got anything
to see? Dude, they said like the fight scene, the footage they showed was like Winter Soldier type level shit.
And I love
it. And that's all they need to tell me is Winter Soldier, like, I'm like, I'm there.
I would be okay with having a Winter Soldier-esque movie in every phase.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just like, we'll have it a Black Widow one.
I think Black Widow's going to be that in this phase. I mean, not as good as Winter Soldier.
Do we know exactly what time this is around?
They said it actually takes place after Civil War.
Yeah, it takes
which
place.
Which is weird, because where's Captain America at?
Well, she's not on Captain America's side.
No, but remember at the end of Civil War? So, like, did they split off for a while and then they, like, met back up?
I guess so. Maybe he'll fill in the gaps. Maybe this is what happened between Civil War and Infinity War.
Yeah, because, you know, Infinity War, like, they showed up together, so I don't know if, like, just...
Oh, my God. Okay, hear me out.
Maybe that's why she has blonde hair.
That's not where I was going at all. You thought?
No, I think
so. Wait, you were watching Infinity War, just like what the fuck? They better make a movie about.
No. That first trailer, You hypocritical bastard. Me and you sat there like, what fuck's your hair blonde? I don't like that shit.
No, you know what I thought? I honestly thought her and Cap were fucking.
But hear me out.
Oh, okay.
What so if
we're just gonna not talk about, never mind.
Continue, Tim.
Continue.
Continue in your podcast.
What if Black Widow shows up and like, oh yeah, Taskmaster. I don't know who, what character's doing that, but like, oh yeah, Taskmaster. There's a Russian Captain America, and Black Widow's like, well, luckily we have a team. And it, Chris Evans shows back up, dude. Bearded Cap, beard Cap.
I wish.
Falcon.
Yeah. I don't think we're gonna see
that. It's like Captain America, yes.
Okay, we're coming up on an hour, so we need.
Wait, no, just real fast. No, if Captain America was in that movie, I would fucking have a heart attack. I know he's not going to be.
It's possible.
I don't think it is.
I think you can get a chance.
Chris Evans has made it very clear, like, that he's
that done. I would have a heart attack, and it would be the one time I actually did have a heart attack.
Yes. But anyways,
that's
all I gotta say.
Okay, so November 6, 2020.
God bless Chris Evans.
The Eternals, starring Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, who?
What world are we living
in? Dude, we're getting to the point where if you're not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
right?
You suck. You are not.
It's like The Rock can just suck it.
Dude, okay. Henry Cavill is gonna be like, "Yo, Ben, did you say Ben Affleck?"
No, I said, "What's The Rock doing today?" Is
like, well, he's definitely gonna
Black
be
Adam. Awesome.
Yeah, one day maybe.
Bro, Rock's
gonna. They tease Black Adam and Shazam.
Yeah, but they already confirmed that he's not gonna be in Shazam 2.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fine.
I'm saying like he's legit not going to be Shazam 2. So when is he going to show up?
I think we.
All right, this is Marvel.
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
Real quick before we dive in, just a real quick thought. They should totally do a Moon Knight TV show, and Ben Affleck should totally play Moon Knight.
God damn it, that's perfect fucking casting.
Brilliant son of a bitch.
Either that, or I could see Matt Damon, too. Matt Damon would be a great...
Matt Damon.
Dude, Jason Bourne.
He doesn't have the chin, man.
Jason Bourne.
He doesn't have the chin.
He's got that hood on. You can't even see his chin.
I'm going to be honest.
Wait a minute. I'm still thinking about Batman. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm honestly not digging either one for Moon Knight, to be honest.
How about Michael Keaton?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute. He's the Falcon. He's a
Vulture.
Vulture. I'm sorry.
Hey, fucking Cottonmouth is a
yeah.
Blade. I mean,
we're getting to that.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Next movie.
Eternals. It's basically some space people are on Earth. They've been on Earth. Here's a big problem I have with it. Thanos is just wiping out half of life. Mm-hmm. And the Eternals are on Earth, and you're just like, no, it's okay.
I'm sure they'll explain that.
Right.
But yeah, that's a big
point. Are they for sure going to be on Earth?
Yes.
They said that. That's the only thing that doesn't make sense to me.
That's
I'm like,
weird.
Well, when all this shit was going down.
Even if they're out in space, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, because they were sent to protect
Earth. Yeah.
Or, like, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, so, I mean, they didn't
I don't
do
know,
a
man.
Good job.
Next, we're going to get weird, guys. You ready
Wait,
to get...
before that, though...
No, that really shows how interested we are in the Eternals. Like, it literally was...
Can I just give a shout-out to Robb Stark? He's going to
hey,
be in Eternals.
Yeah. And is it 11?
That's rumored. They still haven't confirmed that. But hold on. The cast in the... Robb Stark, Angelina Jolie... who else? There's a lot of people
Richard say. Madden, Camille Nigina, Lauren Rudolph, Brian Tyree, Henry... Salma Hayek. Leah McHugh.
Okay,
and
I
John
don't know any of those
Lee.
People. I know some of those people.
So, yeah. We don't know anything about the Eternals. Yeah. None of us have read their books.
I mean, they just assuming by some of their names, I assume they are playing the Marvel classic Siberian tiger. The Muslim rhino.
So, all right, guys, are you ready to get weird?
The Asian persuasion?
We're going to get weird.
Go for all it.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. Shang-Chi,
oh my
Legend
God.
Of the Ten Rings.
So this is
now
about
we,
the Mandarin,
we,
right?
Yes, yeah. We need to talk about this a little bit.
This is a retcon, is what this is.
Yes, well, but I'm okay with this retcon.
They actually retcon.
Retcon?
Hey, there
I'm
was
still
a
thinking
rat.
About the rat. There was a Marvel one-shot.
Yeah, called Hail to the King.
Yeah. So this is like in that one shot, they said like, "Yeah, you're not the
are
real
you
Mandarin."
Are you saying they retcon like Iron Man 3, like the guy who said, "I'm the Mandarin"?
Yeah, well, they did that in a one shot called "Hail to the King." The guy who got arrested, Ben and Kingsley.
Then, yeah, Ben.
He gets shot.
Mm-hmm. What?
They're
does
like,
it show him get shot?
Yes.
Okay, because I remember seeing him in prison, and then like the guy's pointing the gun at him, and then I remember seeing the the Ten Rings,
and like, he's tattoo. Like, "You took the name of." Are like most precious.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Dude, I'm just happy to see the actual real Mandarin and not that bullshit we saw in Iron Man 3.
And if it's a good old fashioned, I know, what's her name? Shang-Chi.
His name?
Shang-Chi. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a girl.
No, he's a kung fu master.
Who
are you?
I don't know.
I'm just
but,
kidding. I don't really.
if it's a good, I know there's gonna be kung fu and stuff, but if it's also a good old fashioned hunt for the Ten Rings, like kind of an Indiana Jones National Treasure feel, about it. And each ring has a different power. It could be so classic.
That's definitely one of the movies I'm really more intrigued about.
And it's a whole new, it's a whole another. I mean, yes, Iron Fist, I guess, touched on it, but I don't think there's Netflix shows.
This is going to be Iron Fist done right, I feel like.
Yeah, I do too. And it's
That's gonna, actually the was the original title for it.
Iron Fist done right. We're opening up an entire like new wing to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Dude, they're just going bigger. Or not necessarily bigger, but bolder, out there.
They're
like,
just stretching out more.
Right, I love it.
They're literally at the point they're like, all right, we already made the number one movie in the world. Let's just see what sticks.
I read some people complain, what was the Avengers 5 announcement? We just had Endgame. Yeah, we don't need Avengers 5.
I need this world to grow smaller.
I don't need another big, huge team up movie
now.
But will there be another Avengers movie?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. They're just not
when
announcing
we fight Galactus,
soon.
Or we
I guess
fight Dr.
I think
Doom,
they're going to let it settle for a while and build up all these other like new characters.
Because they do kind of need to not only rebuild a team, but like get some more
because
backstory.
Think about
of
if they
the
announce
team.
An Avengers movie at Comic-Con, that would completely overshadow.
Well,
we're
splitting off. We're going to have the at Earth humans.
Yes.
We're going to have the Galactic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only thing that could bring those two back is Galactus.
Yes.
It's got to be.
And the Silver Surfer.
Maybe.
Still no. Didn't say anything about Silver Surfer.
I know who's going to play the Silver Surfer.
Who?
Paul Bettany.
So Nick that's February 12th.
Yo, Nick Cage. No, Nick Cage is Galactus.
Oh,
Nick Cage is Galactus.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get big and I'm gonna eat your planet right out of the side.
So, guys, you'll be able to take your date.
Dude, that's actually brilliant.
That tickled
that's actually
them. I'm thinking of Ghostbusters.
That tickled them. Tyler.
Oh, anyways.
The Shang-Chi Legends of the Ten Rings, that comes out February 12th, 2021. So that's Valentine's Day weekend, man. You can go see
What are you implying?
You can go see Shang-Chi and then start pooning later after it.
Pooning.
Jason, we're going to have a talk after this podcast.
Yo, shout out to the people I'm pooning later.
God damn it.
I already gave you some name drops.
God.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm living in it.
All right, so Shang-Chi is the third Marvel movie.
February 12th, 2000. You're going to go. You're going to take your girl to see that, and then you're gonna poon her.
Why? Like, why pooner. Is this feeling? I don't understand.
Pew pooner.
Also, pew, pew, pew. He is a guy, not a girl. Just throwing that out. In case there was any confusion.
No,
I'm sure.
No one else had that confusion but you.
Okay, real quick before we go on. Who plays the Mandarin? Who plays the real Mandarin?
Tony, he's been in a lot of...
Tony Shalhoub.
Wow, that would be something
Monk
to watch.
Is just like, I will kill you all!
Oh my God.
But who?
I can't think of his last name, but he's been in a lot of kung fu movies.
Okay, cool.
So,
okay.
Shout outs.
So
I think the guy who's playing Shang-Chi though isn't really that well known though. I think he's kind of like this is his first.
I hope it's somebody from like The Raid. Or something.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
The villain.
They should take that whole angle and just give it to the people that made The Raid and stuff like that.
Real quick, real fast question. They still haven't announced who Keanu Reeves is going to play.
Ooh. Wait, which movie is he in?
No, they haven't announced. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but he's in the cinematic
universe. It's been confirmed by Kevin Feige that he's talked to Keanu Reeves about being in the
Silver
MCU.
Surfer.
That'd be cool.
Adam Warlock?
No. Silver Surfer.
Adam Warlock, though, man.
Adam Warlock?
Dude, Keanu Reeves is probably one of the top only five actors that could make that character interesting. Or, like...
Or people wouldn't even care. It's like, dude, it's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, exactly. Like, Adam Warlock is such an important character, but I feel... He really is.
I mean, I doubt Keanu Reeves. I think Keanu Reeves is going to be a character that no one's has even guessed yet.
Yeah. I could see him so surfer.
I hope he's not like Taskmaster or something. I hope he's a solid foundation in the
I don't think he's going to play a villain. I don't think he's going to play a villain. I think he's just going to be well, honestly, it's fucking Keanu Reeves. He can play whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. it could come out like Keanu Reeves is playing three characters and they're all different.
Yes.
He could be an okay Ghost Rider. I don't think... Oh, what if he could be Moon Knight?
Oh, my gosh. Shut your dirty whore mouth.
Yo!
I want Moonlight until Wolverine gets introduced. Moonlight? Because I want Moon Knight. Because I want that storyline where he's, like, got Captain America and Wolverine.
Yeah,
as his, and Spider-Man. Like, oh, yeah, Spider-Man as his... Sweet. Yeah, that was...
So are we done?
Keanu Reeves could play... a number of X-Men characters, and that'd be pretty cool.
Sure. We've got May 7th, 2021.
Oh, okay.
Real quick. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I'm not.
But Keanu Reeves, Doctor Doom.
You win.
Ooh, damn.
You win. That's,
wait,
that's...
so do you think Doctor Doom might be the next big...
I don't think he's going to be the next... I think
the next big Earth villain is Norman Osborn.
Yo.
Okay, yeah.
Played by Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, please, please let that happen.
I need it. I want it.
I need it.
I wanted Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor. I didn't get it.
Bryan Cranston could also play Norman Osborn.
He can play whoever he wants to.
Bryan Cranston as Professor X.
Oh my fucking God.
I don't know why, but I almost called you the N-word. I'm sorry. But that really was... I was... Man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so May 7th, 2021, we got Doctor Strange. Multiverse! Oh my God, dude, we have Strange,
the best title ever. Okay, one we got the title. Two, Scarlet Witch is going to be here. Three.
They said it's going to be a horror movie.
Yeah, they said it's going to be like the scariest MCU movie. Yes. And also fucking Nightmare. I said Nightmare is going to be the main villain.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, so hey, they're going fucking... That's what I mean, dude. Like, they're going out there, dude. They don't care.
What if Keanu Reeves plays alternate Doctor Strange? Like...
Oh, my God.
could Keanu Reeves be Mr. Fantastic?
I really want
John Krasinski.
Yeah, I do.
Please.
Too.
That's good. A horror movie...
Or, Nightmare, Scarlet Witch.
I am 1,000% on
okay,
that.
Okay, one question.
Probably
about that,
is. Are we safe to say that that's probably the most excited movie wise?
Okay, the movie. That's the one I'm most excited for.
There's two that I'm really excited.
I was. For, so we're about to talk about the next one. That was going to be my most excited until some news was announced.
Me and Tyler, we might get into a fist fight.
Yeah, about this. We're completely on opposite ends.
Can you talk about like your fighting moves while you're doing it? This is a podcast.
Left punch, right punch.
But no.
Back jump.
You done?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry. Actually, can you leave? I'm gonna explore this room a little bit.
Chew the scenery.
But no, okay. Now Doctor Strange is my most anticipated movie in Phase 4.
I'm very excited about
that.
After Spider-Man Far From Home's Mysterio scene, that's the first thing I said when the movie was over. God. I was just like, Doctor Strange has a lot
if
to live
the whole
up
movie
to.
Is like that one Mysterio scene, dude.
Go for it, dude.
So take good, all man. My money.
Yeah.
And Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange together is just... I mean,
and you could do that relatively cheap. Just literally have Benedict and old girl in front of a green screen, but just have it as trippy and crazy
and
as possible.
Just seeing like a villain like Nightmare, like live action.
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be wild. Crazy. That's some wild stuff.
Quick question: the end of Doctor Strange, they hinted that what's his name was gonna kind of be a villain. So they just kind of putting that on the back burner for now.
I think
back burner,
or he's gonna be a side villain.
Legitimately, I could see him showing up in all these shows.
Oh really?
Just him being kind of like a background villain.
Okay, I could see that because I mean, you got Nightmare.
Nightmare's gonna be such a trip to do.
Dude.
I could see Doctor Strange being like, I gotta catch this guy. Or, like, him showing up in the shows and Doctor Strange fighting him through, like, different shows.
Or, maybe, like, Doctor Strange is chasing the guy, so that's how they go into the multiverse, and when they go into the multiverse, like, oh, no, there's some way more fucked up shit here we need to worry about.
Either that or Wanda's going to come back, and Wanda's going to bring what brings Nightmare into our realm.
And like we said earlier, like they said, WandaVision is directly going to tie into Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so I think Wanda's going to be. All right, so November 5th, 2021,
what a lineup.
We have Thor.
I can't wait to talk about this one.
Love and Thunder, the best logo of all of them.
No, agree with the logo, the title.
Great director.
Great director?
I'm very excited for it. Listen, I know you're going on Natalie Portman being terrible in two Thor movies. Understand.
Yeah, but she has she's a terrible character in two Thor movies. Like
she's terribly written. We have Taika Waititi.
But no. Listen. This is where I'm at with it.
Okay? Can you hold off for 1 second? Redeem yourself.
I'm actually surprised you're giving him a chance.
Taika Waititi.
Tiki. Fuck. Taika Waititi.
Waititi.
Thank you for listening to the church. Okay, now what were you saying, Tyler?
No. Okay. So hear me out. Jane, not only, yes, I agree, like Natalie Portman, I mean, obviously she was not.
She's a great actress.
She was not at fault. You know, Jane was terribly written. She was not interesting. Her romance with Thor was very bland, boring, no chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we haven't seen her since, not including that in-game cameo, whatever.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her since the Dark World. Yeah. I find it very hard to get excited about all of a sudden Jane Foster coming back as Thor, Will Mjolnir. To me, that doesn't get me hype at all.
I'm going to tell you.
How do they get a new
Mjolnir? Yeah, exactly. Like, does she get a Mjolnir? Why does she come back? Like, why is she all of a sudden? I know why she's Thor. I know the comic run.
Hear me out here. Because you remember, I don't know if you know this, like old Thor, like the original comics, Thor was just a dude who had cancer. Mm-hmm. And he somehow, like, when he became Thor, his cancer was that bad.
And I know Jane Foster in the run, Mighty
Thor,
and she
Foster's
had
cancer. I think Jane Foster's
going
to have cancer. And I think
They're going to have to do it completely different, though, than that run. Because, like,
Is unworthy.
He's unworthy. And, like, because they've already done the whole Thor not being worthy and then finding himself to be worthy.
And Odin isn't in the picture either.
Like, so they're going to have to do a lot of...
We'll see. We'll see.
The faith I do have, I mean, the huge con is Taika.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok, one of my favorite MCU movies.
I have a theory that would change your mind. Oh, also, this is important too. First big time openly gay character. Valkyrie is going to be looking for a lady.
Looking for her queen.
You think her and Jane?
I was actually kind of like, that'd be awesome. You don't think they're going to go back to Thor and Jane, do you?
I really hope not. I don't want the Thor couple.
No.
I don't want Lady Thor and male
that
Thor
would be
flying
so bad.
Around.
And I honestly don't even want Thor in a relationship.
Dude, Thor is a loser. He is.
Yeah,
and that's what's lovable about.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Where are we going with this?
Here's what I think.
I hate Thor.
Yeah.
I've never liked him. That's it.
Here's what I think we're going to have. Hear me out here.
All right, convince me. Pitch me.
Okay. Jane finds out she's got cancer.
Okay.
She goes and somehow...
And Keanu Reeves is the doctor. It's not even like he's a big character.
That's
like,
the one scene Keanu Reeves... Oh, my God!
And someone gets... Valkyrie somehow has Mjolnir.
Dude, are you okay?
I might be having a stroke. And gives it to her.
Morbius.
She becomes...
But how does she get Mjolnir?
I don't know that. I'm sure they'll explain it. But listen, this is my scenario. She becomes Lady Thor and everything's fine. She's protecting Earth while Thor...
Doing what his
I'm
name.
An alligator.
Godbreaker. Like the God Murderer run? Do you remember that?
Oh, you mean God Butcher?
God Butcher.
God Butcher
shows up and starts coming after Jane, and Valkyrie sends out for Thor.
Wait, is that why Valkyrie goes to Jane in the first place?
No, or why Valkyrie goes to Jane because, or maybe Jane comes to Valkyrie because she has cancer.
Okay.
And this is just fan casting But, so then you have God Butcher chasing Jane, and when it looks like all is lost, Thor bursts down and saves her, and he's like, yeah, we can't be together, and he goes off with the Guardians, and then you have Lady Thor.
Okay.
That's a fantastic movie.
Listen, Two things. If we don't get Beta Ray Bill in this next Thor movie, I will be very upset.
I think we're going to get Beta Ray Bill in Guardians 3.
No, I'm talking about Thor 4. If we don't get Beta Ray Bill in Thor 4,
I don't think we're going to get him in Thor 4.
What?
I'm telling you, I think we're going to get him in Guardians 3.
I thought you said we're not going to get him in Guardians
3. No, I think we'll get him in Guardians 3.
But why not Thor 4? I think that would be a better movie to introduce him in.
I think this is going to be on Earth a lot more. I think it's going to be Jane's story about her battling cancer and running from the God Butcher.
See,
and like, I hope we get like flashbacks. See, Jason, you're
losing
God.
Me, man. Like I was with you, and then like when as soon as you said about Jane, like focused on Jane.
The God Butcher.
You're not doing this well at all.
I think the God Butcher is like. Maybe it starts off with Thor telling the Guardians, like, yeah, there's this guy who, like, just slaughters Asgardians.
So you think that, like, Thor's not going to be the main focus, that Jane is?
I think Jane
I have a problem with that.
It's going to be fine.
Jane Foster, after all this time being the main focus, I think a lot of people are not going to like
that. Yeah, a lot of people might not, but it might work.
Okay, Tim, how do you feel about that?
I just don't have enough information to... You mean if it was Jane Foster and not Thor...
Yeah, if Jane Foster is like the main focus of Thor 4.
I guess it just depends on what Thor's doing in Guardians.
But the thing is, James Gunn has already confirmed that like Guardians 3, because like this is going to be about the Guardians. If Thor is in Guardians 3, he's not going to have a big part in it. I can already tell you that.
Yeah, that'd be kind
of... I mean, think about it, because like Chris Hemsworth renewed his contract. He's one of the only OG Avengers we have left. Right. If they sidelined him, not sidelined him... But if he wasn't even the main character in his own movie, and Jane Foster was, after all this time, and we haven't seen her in Thor the Dark World, to me, that's just my opinion, that's lame.
I would make an argument that Winter Soldier is the exact same thing, where Captain America is not the main focus of his own movie.
Winter Soldier is definitely not the focus, as far as screen time goes.
Wait, are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, and I would also make the argument that...
No.
I'd also make the argument that Civil War isn't Captain America's
movie. Well, Civil War, yeah. No, we can all universally agree that Civil War is an Avengers movie.
That's Avengers movie.
There's a way to do it.
Yeah, but... Okay, you're comparing... All right, Winter Soldier is significantly more interesting than Jane.
I think... we don't know that. Yeah, we don't know that.
We don't know that. Look, I love... Do you like the run in the comics where she's Lady Thor?
No, I mean, I only read like a little bit of it.
It's really good.
I'm not like hating on the comics.
Yeah, I know.
This is me talking about the MCU version of Jane.
Sure.
Yeah, I get
coming
that.
Back, and I mean they're gonna have to do some like heavy lifting, like
they're gonna almost have to completely rewrite her character.
I'm okay with it. I think they can do.
I think they should, and I think they would.
Honestly, my biggest worry is not necessarily Jane coming back, but like Chris Hemsworth's role being. Yeah.
I think you get Thor as the main person, and you have Jane as a hard side character.
Like I wouldn't even mind Jane being a big part of the movie, but my biggest fear is not even just for Thor 4, but like going forward, like Chris Hemsworth is slowly you're just going to see less and less of him, and then like.
So would you rather Jane get Thor Jane get introduced and her have her own thing?
Honestly, if she got introduced in Thor 4,
mm-hmm.
and you know she was the main focus, you know Thor. Is still the main focus.
Yeah.
And she had her own movie later. I'd be totally fine with that. I just, you know, because Thor, I was always a Thor fan. I know from a lot of MCU fans always said that Thor was one of the weaker ones before Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. I never said that. I've liked him ever since the first Thor movie.
Yeah.
I always thought Chris Hemsworth did an amazing job with that character. Mm-hmm. And to me, it would be.
That's the eighth time you failed saying his name, but I know. I'm glad he made a good impression on you. It's just the stroke show.
Yeah.
But I think we'll just have to see where Thor goes.
Yes.
A lot of potential, a lot of possible disaster.
Yeah. Yes. We'll see. Agreed. I'm not sold on it yet, not saying I won't be.
Yeah.
Just as of right now, I'm not as excited as I was.
And if Thor really is going to have a small part in Guardians, then I definitely would think Thor, God and Thunder, or Love and Thunder should have a Thor movie.
Yeah. Because James Gunn said, like, listen, we love Thor, but I mean, this is about the Guardians. Thor. We love Thor, but we also fucking hate him. But
all right, let's power through these.
Okay, we got one more, dude.
Well, perfect. We timed that.
We've got Blade,
which was definitely the biggest.
Yeah, that was a shock,
man.
No way. Yeah,
I'm very excited. We're getting the
perfect actor for Blade.
Yes. We're getting the Supernatural. This is probably where Ghost Rider will show up, I think.
Couldn't pick a better Blade, in my opinion. I mean, besides Wesley Snipes, but you know what I mean.
Sure. Wesley, you know we got your back.
Yes.
Thick and thin.
And also, you could. This is where you set up your like street levels. I think you set it up with Blade.
Yeah. And this is where you set up the Marvel Knights.
Yes.
Like you can, but don't, you got to be careful with that. Don't, I want a Blade movie. I don't want a Blade movie that interacts with Moon Knight and Ghost Rider and Morbius and whatever.
I think we'll get little hints,
yeah,
about each.
That's all
which
I
love. Like that's what I love about this Marvel.
Yeah, that's what Marvel does. There's just tiny little hints. They don't make it a big thing. They know that people are big enough fanboys to know. See, that's what's crazy is it's like Marvel can literally be like, you know, like just put a little figure on the side of somebody's
room.
Or
say, this is, hey, I'm such and such, I work for this department.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
it.
Be like, oh, that's Moon Knight.
Yeah. That's it.
Fantastic. Yeah, so that's all. We don't really know anything about that. We just know we're getting it.
Yes.
And,
very 2021. Now,
that has potential to be fucking
awesome. We already know the answer, but I'll ask anyways. PG-13?
Blade?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If there ever was a
rated R.
What was the first Blade rated R?
Yes.
A
hard R.
All of them were.
This would be the perfect movie.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I thought the last.
Yeah, no. I mean, it wasn't as bloody as the other two, but it was rated R.
This would be the perfect movie. Now, if you're asking me if I think, probably not.
I don't think
but
it will.
This would be the perfect movie to be like Marvel's back to the hard R
rating. I would love it. I just personally don't think they have the balls.
I think they'll do it. I do.
I hope you're right. I really do.
They've already announced that Deadpool is going to be rated R. So they know.
Yeah, we'll see, man.
But is Deadpool going to be carrying the MCU brand, though?
He's going to be part of Marvel, yes.
No, I mean, I know like Disney has him, but I'm talking about like
interacting with the other characters. Like,
you know.
Will we ever get Deadpool hanging out with Doctor Strange?
Maybe like an end credit scene.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope Blade's rated R. I hope so.
I think so. And I think that you could still have Deadpool be PG-13 because they do it in comics all the time.
Nice to meet you. I'm Black Blade. It's like, what?
But I'm Black Superman.
I'm the White Wolf. What the fuck is happening?
But they came... But you know what I'm talking about. Like, so Deadpool's comic is a hard R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like when he shows up in like... X-Force.
Oh, yeah.
So when he shows up in Spider-Man comic, he's
PG-13. Yeah.
And I think that's super fun. And it's Ryan Reynolds in that role where he's just every now and then.
I would
love
to see Deadpool interact with like other MCU characters.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I still want his own movies to be rated R.
Yeah, I think they will do that.
Oh, yeah, they already said that.
If Deadpool is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and he meets the X-Men, he always has to call Wolverine Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
No matter who the actor is.
And you know they'll make that joke.
Yes.
They have to.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Before we go. All right. Out of all the announcement, what is your most thing you're most looking forward to and the thing you're least looking
Eternals.
Forward to?
I know that from just off the top of my
head. I'm talking about including the TV shows, too?
Yeah, Eternals.
Eternals is what you're least looking forward to?
Yeah.
Well, is it just because that's what you know the least about?
I have Inhuman Syndrome that shit. It seems a lot like that. And,
I don't know, man. I mean, before, okay, when Guardians of the Galaxy was announced, people were like, what the fuck
That's
is
a very
this?
Good point. I love to be proven wrong about such things.
But fair point. Okay, that's your least favorite. What is your most... favorite or your most hyped about?
Oh my God, it's hard. It's really hard to not say Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
The title is amazing.
I am gonna, as far as the TV shows go, I think now not before the podcast happened, but
I mean we can go like TV shows and movies separate, or I mean it doesn't matter.
I would have to say the most. You know what? Actually, and I know this. It's like, really, that's the most you're excited for. But if they do What If right,
oh, dude,
that is going to be a fucking incredible experience.
Oh, of course.
I think I'm more stoked about anything coming out as What If. What if is my favorite. Because
I want to see how bold they'll do it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Because if they don't go extra weird and bold, then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it'd be very disappointing. Because Peggy Carr is Captain America. That's cool. It's like, okay, that's a cool episode, but I don't want that to be like, oh.
The extent of like,
What if Pepper Potts was Iron Woman? And what if Tony Stark didn't become Iron
Man?
He was
just
a bad guy. Like, I want them to get like, dude, what if... what if Tony Stark was corrupt? I know they're not going to do Tony. What if Captain America was corrupted by the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yes. What if Captain like America was actually a Hydra?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That would be
that's the shit like happen. That.
That's listen, what I want to know see. They're going to do that episode because they left up that Hell Hydra.
Yeah.
That oh my moment. God,
that one line in the movie made
that came. Moment. There's no way they don't do it.
It made or, you come?
Huh?
What?
What did you say? Dude, that's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, so what if is the thing that I'm most excited about, movies or TV?
All right, least favorite?
Say it.
You know,
it.
You know
I'm right.
It's either going to be Shang-Chi or it's going to be Eternals.
Shang-Chi?
I just don't know anything about it.
Okay, I mean...
And it's a retcon, and I know it's a retcon. Like, if you're going to have...
Well, I'm okay with that retcon.
Listen, if you're going to have the balls to be like, the Mandarin is fake, I kind of want you to have the balls to do it. I feel like that's all. Any time that Marvel makes a ballsy decision, they're always like, we got a backup plan.
Some retcons, I'm like, okay. But this was actually the one retcon I'm okay with.
And I could be wrong. Look, you know I'm going to be there opening night.
Yeah.
I mean, and then it's Valentine's Day weekend, so
yeah.
Opening night and then pooning.
Y'all just gotta slip that in there.
Shout out to Shane Smith.
Anyways,
this might be the one, and I intentionally cut you off.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, finish what you're
this might
saying.
Be.
I think my favorite, probably. Okay, I'm gonna cheat a little bit. Movie, Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. TV show, What If.
Yeah.
And least favorite, I'm gonna have to go. Hawkeye and the Eternals.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally not hyped at all for the Eternals. But... Yeah.
No, well, I don't know anything about it. I mean, the cast is good, but like other than that, that's all they
look,
have going
the Inhumans
for
them
right
did
now.
Not have Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big
like, they got Angelina Jolie, and I mean, I know Rob Stark's not as big as Angelina Jolie, but they're still pretty fucking sweet.
What's his name? Kit something?
No, that's Jon Snow.
Who
am I thinking of?
Kit Harington is Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Oh, Jon Snow.
Who's it? Who are you talking about?
Rob Stark. Richard. I think his name is Richard Madden.
Yeah. Rob Stark got his head cut off in the first season.
Not the first. That's Ned Stark.
That's Ned Stark.
Oh, I apologize.
You haven't seen Game of Thrones.
No. I've seen the first season.
Okay. Can I just say this? The fact that none of us guessed the right Stark shows how little draw that guy has in the movie.
Wait a minute, I guessed right.
I know, but I'm saying, like, between me and Jason, like, neither one of us were thinking of that guy, and now I'm just like, oh,
you're like,
man,
John?
That's
no,
Stark.
Ned, idiot.
John Snow would make a wonderful, wonderful Ghost Rider.
I guess.
And, hear me out here, it would be weird. What if you made Joffrey Harry?
Osborn? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the guy said he's done with acting.
Yeah, apparently playing
everyone
the most hated character in TV doesn't
like, you know
translate
what?
Well
he's
in the
like,
real
I'm,
life.
Dude,
I'm
Disney
not.
Would be, if di- I bet
seems
you
like
Disney
really nice
would
guy,
be,
though.
Disney's like, I will, listen, we will back the truck up, and we will make you less hateable than Joffrey.
You know who really should play, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because Harry Osborn's not a hateable character, he's just kind of a...
I mean,
I don't know.
Osborn's
kind of a dude.
But you know who should play Ghost Rider?
Hey.
Johnny Knoxville.
No, you know who should play Ghost Rider?
Travis Pastrana.
Nick Cage.
Dude, I can't stress how serious I am about Nick Cage playing Galactus.
Please.
That is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That'd be the best.
And you said it.
And I said it.
Yes.
In fact,
here today, first.
Who
first.
Said that they were not surprised about the Eternals first? Oh wait, huh? Looks like I'm just shitting gold today, huh, boy? Sorry.
Any final thoughts?
So have we done enough damage? Are we plugging things? Because I have things to plug.
Plug it.
I have nothing.
Well, first of all, wait.
He has something to plug.
Today.
Plugging privileges revoked.
You know what? You should just have to sit with that. For a good few minutes.
What podcast was it where Jason was like, oh, this is when like everyone hears cunt and pussy in their ears. And we're like, what are you talking about?
No, I said put these oral sounds in your ear, pussy.
And we all were just like, what the fuck, Jason?
Plug your shit. We need to wrap up. We've done enough damage.
Okay, you can find me on all the social medias at JasonG413. Also, I have a podcast. By the time this drops, because I found out this is a monthly podcast, there will be a Timothy Watkins episode and a Tyler Jackson episode, and maybe, yeah, probably, a Haley Gall episode. It's called Jason Explains It All. I explain a bunch of movies, interesting movies to interesting people. I've done Lady in the Water with Tim, and I've done, I'm doing Mother with Tyler Jackson. And I'm going to explain the plot to Spider-Man 1 to Haley Gold. So
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Church of Toby Hall.
So. Wait, can I?
Yeah.
Okay. My address is 470.
No. Like, come me, fight me, come me. I said, come,
come me.
Come me.
Come me.
Come me. Just pointing at your dick.
Come me.
Come me. Come me. And come anyways. You. Come you very much.
Come
thank you
everyone.
So, thank you so much for listening. We did an hour and a half almost, Jesus. Boys. We really did some damage.
Hey,
Jason Explains MCU. It All podcast.
Jason Explains It All. Tyler Jackson.
Address, be there, come me.
Tyler Jackson in general. Yes. This is Tyler Jackson. Nice
like,
to meet you.
What did Tyler Jackson have to plug before I made my joke?
Pike County Paranormal Patrol.
Are we bringing that back?
Paranormal dude, maybe. Patrol. We'll see.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Good night. Or good morning.